Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Mind, Body, Spirit, You on Blog Talk Radio. This show is a collaboration between five women and Spirit or Universe, all brought to you by www.mindbodyspiritu.com. That's the letter U. There are weekly shows on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, two Wednesdays a month at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and two Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, covering topics about all things healing, spiritual, metaphysical, and we even throw in a bit of science. Many of our shows include time for you to ask for assistance on your journey, and you will be able to experience some amazing healing modalities and receive guidance. Authentic spiritual guidance, right here, right now. Many are aware of the quickly changing perspectives about our mind, bodies, and spirit, and that's exactly what we are here to discuss. So please join us in the spiral of life, and together we will learn, grow, and heal. Now let's get started with today's show.
Hello and welcome to the Mind, Body, Spirit, Your Monthly Tapping Circle, brought to you here on Blog Talk Radio, of course, by Mind, Body, Spirit, You, where we do some tapping with callers who call in, as well as doing some discussion, chatting about concepts and EFT ideas that uphold the practices and ways to apply EFT. So I am Lindsay Murdoch. I am a certified EFT practitioner and a matrix reimprinting practitioner. I'm your host for today's show, and I'm joined with by my lovely co-host and producer, Tracy Wiedman, and we're glad that you've decided to either join us live or are listening to this recording in the archives. So we'll probably be just chatting initially at the beginning of this show, but I will go through some business items for any tapping that we will be doing later. If you're new to EFT and you would like a chart of the tapping points to refer to, if those are unfamiliar to you, you can go to our website, www.mindbodyspiritu.com/EFT-tapping-points, and there you'll find a little diagram with a woman's upper body, and you'll find the points clearly marked. I will also do my very best to remember to use verbal cues to switch to each of the points, and the description should point you to where you're going, but if you're completely unfamiliar, I do recommend that you check that out. The visual reference sure is helpful. You'll notice if you're looking at the diagram that I do things in a slightly different order. I start at the side of the hand and then I just start at the top of the head and move down. That just seems to work better for me and a little bit more intuitive to circle in a specific direction rather than going through and circling back up. I do invite anyone listening, whether you're listening live or to the recording, to tap along. And if you happen to be listening to this somewhere where perhaps actually physically tapping feels a bit conspicuous, I do want to offer this piece of information that imagining the tapping, visualizing the tapping, or intending the tapping does provide great benefits as well. So, you know, if you're on the bus or the train or wherever you might be listening to this as a recording and you'd like to participate, go for it. Do it using your intention and your imagination. And by tapping along with this, what you're going to do is plug into a phenomenon that we call boring benefits. So tapping along with someone else's issue, or in this case tonight we might be doing a little bit more of a general tapping around the idea of health, and it's cold and flu season, so we tossed around the idea of addressing that. So even though it might not be perfectly specific to you, we're all human and we all sort of experience the same situations. The details may be a little bit different in each of our cases, but that broad encapsulating theme tends to be often very much the same for many of us, and we can clear our stuff along with someone, and that's a wonderful, wonderful aspect of the work that that we do. I also need to remind you to take full responsibility for your emotional well-being while listening. If we happen to touch on anything that brings up some very strong emotions, you find yourself triggered, please do keep tapping. Tap and breathe. Keep breathing. It will bring the intensity down and con the physiology. There is some good pieces of evidence and research that say that it is actually the tapping, the physical tapping, that does calm the physical stress response by calming the part of our brain called the amygdala. So that's pretty cool that we know that that happens. And then if you would like support for that issue, please do get in touch with me at mindbodyspiritu.com /Lindsay-Murdoch. And you can click on the Book Now button and connect that way. Excuse me. If you're listening live to the webcast and you would like to call in to get this awesome work one-on-one with me, absolutely free. The number to call is 646-595-2385. And once you get through, just press 1 on your phone and Tracy will chat with you really briefly and then bring you on live. So, and of course, if you have any questions for myself or Tracy, you can do the same thing. Press 1 on your phone and that will let us know that you've raised your hand. So one last thing, if you are listening to me work one-on-one with someone and I've asked them a question, asked them something specific about what's going on with them, and you hear a slight pause, that's me just writing it down to get the wording right. It is more effective if we get the wording perfect. So bear with me if you hear some silence. I haven't disappeared. I'm just writing down. And something just came into my brain and then vanished immediately afterwards, and I don't know what I was going to say. I don't know. If Tracy has anything to add, Tracy?
Yeah.
Maybe you can fill in while my brain recalibrates. I don't know.
A brain reboot?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Let's see, what do I have to add? Well, I will remind people that if they're listening live online, they can join us in the chat room and they can post questions there. Or even if you are somewhere in the world that you do not have the ability to call in using this United States-based phone number, you could even probably work through the chat room and just feed us your information as needed, and I just wanted to give that a little shout out. Since the yes, Lindsay's going to share some amazing just information. We'll have a little bit of a conversation. I know she'll do some tapping models in the sense of if nobody else calls in, but we're here for you. So if you're listening, because I know by looking at our reports that people listen, because it says live listens, but it doesn't mean that people always feel comfortable calling in. And then that's reminding me, I'll say it, even though sometimes you say it, I'll just go ahead and say it, that however, you know, yes, being specific really helps to get down to business here using this modality, but at the same time, you don't have to to divulge anything that you're uncomfortable with. You could, you know, even change names if necessary. So, you know, feel free to call in because, like I said, that's what we're here for.
That was actually the thought that had come through my brain and then left again. So thank you. Yes, I did jot that down. That was exactly it. We can get some excellent results in EFT without being super specific using verbally, as long as the client is tuned into that. So if you have a picture or a thought or a feeling present with you in the moment, sharing that using verbal skills or words with the practitioner isn't always necessary. So, yes, thank you. So if that's what's holding you back from calling in, please don't hesitate. We can provide some excellent relief and get some really powerful work done without really being specific at all and sharing, because I know, yeah, it's a radio show. It's pretty vulnerable to be out there. And if that's not comfortable, by all means, obviously healing works best when we're feeling comfortable and relatively relaxed. So I will do everything that I can to ensure that that's the case for anyone who might call in. And yeah, share as much or as little as you like. I think Tracy's on the line with someone. So I'm just going to talk really briefly about something that we came across in this last week, which was the idea of applying affirmations for healing and clearing. And Tracy and I think, are on a similar mind on this one. Affirmations can be very, very powerful, but when there's something more true in our nervous system or in our belief system or in our energy that is in opposition to the affirmation, it can be really difficult to have that stick, so to speak. So there are people in the law of attraction community that would say, just focus on the positive, don't give any attention to the negative. But I recently heard Louise Hay say that you have to see the dirt to clean your house, and it's very true. So using a technique that clears or lifts that negative emotional energy and then applying the affirmations is a really powerful combination. So just want to offer that up because some people do question, why do you always focus on the negative with EFT? And it's for the purpose of clearing first.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. I definitely want to let you know that I can hear you fine, but I'm wondering if, Lindsay, if you're on a headset or something.
No, I'm on a cordless phone.
Yeah. It's just sort of like, it's not that the people wouldn't be able to hear you, because if that was the case, I'd be like, you better try something different, you know? It's just a little, it's sort of like wobbly. I don't know. That's the best way I can put it. But I don't know if you have any solutions to try. If you do, then maybe try it. If you don't, then we're fine, and I'll let you know if for some reason, like, I'm like, I don't think we can understand at all. But, yeah, I can hear you.
I don't. My husband made me throw out the corded phone before we moved. So.
Oh, tap, tap, tap. I heard the word made me. He made me. It wasn't any kind of choice. I was made. So, I want to just for a minute here sort of address that idea of it's fascinating because I meet with a group of women, you know, Aleka, and then Carol and I, we meet, and basically it's like a development circle, like intuitive development, et cetera. We call it spirit circle, okay? Mm-hmm. And Carol was getting something about, she was wanting a name for her new blog, and the kept coming through, ask and it is given, ask and it is given, ask it. And so, and then she kept hearing, ask and it is given, and then, or is it? With this little back, this little voice in the background, right? So we just talked about this yesterday, meaning Law of Attraction. Abram Hicks wrote that book, not Abram, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Hicks wrote that book, Ask and It Is Given. It might have been one of their first. But that idea of not focusing on the negative. But I think that it's kind of gotten things, I don't know, a little out of whack, because then we've gone so far to the other side of, oh, no, I'm not going to think that, right? But that doesn't actually clear anything, you know? It. But we're not saying stick with the negative. Everybody here at Mind, Body, Spirit, You is exceptionally positive. And thinks, you know, believes that our beliefs, you know, manifest our world. So, of course, we want to think good thoughts, right? But we also really, many of us, believe that we can't just avoid what's underneath, you know? And we can try. We can try all we want. But what I've noticed in my own life is that it's still going to come up. It's still going to come up. It's still going to come up. And maybe it's just all of a sudden that grouchiness, like, you know, like, why, I don't know, why did my husband decide to go for a run instead of coming straight home after work? Or, you know, I'm thinking, why am I so upset about something so little? And I continue to find that it's just that there's something underneath that I'm not addressing. So I really believe that it is important to always, you know, go ahead and face whatever the shadow side is, and that there's really a lot, I want to say no harm done, but even more so, a lot of healing done in looking at whatever is coming to the surface. Doesn't mean we have to go digging for it, you know? There's no reason to dig up trouble, people. But if it's there, you know, we can't just positive think our ways out of it, you know?
Yeah, well, Abraham actually offers a really neat tool or perspective called forking, where if you think of, you know, traveling on the road and you're presented with a fork in the road and you have a choice to, you know, travel down the one that follows the negative thinking, the negative emotions, the, you know, the less good feeling stuff, or the opposite. And I like, you know, that idea of pausing to choose. And in pausing to choose, you're acknowledging that there are two places you can go, rather than, and I think that our life is really a series of these forking opportunities, and you can't go from wherever you're at to, you know, 16 forks down the road in the direction of positive. And I think that's where sometimes people get tripped up, not only in sort of fooling themselves, but also sometimes it becomes a place where we can really beat up on ourselves and get really hard on ourselves, because we haven't managed to go from feeling really grouchy and angry to loving our husband to bits. Because, yeah, so that forking, and, you know, tools like EFT are great to use in those forking moments, especially if it's really difficult and you feel yourself being pulled down the grouchy road. Just using something to shift the energy, whatever tool you happen to really like.
Yeah. And I'm going to give, I don't know a lot of details, but I know I'm just going to give a shout out for Aleka's upcoming show, which is on Monday night at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know she's going to talk about affirmations, and which is, you know, often we know of affirmations being like those positive thoughts, right? And if you're sick, you know, transmuting that into something more positive, a positive affirmation about, you know, I release all things that are burdening me, you know, whatever. But if you don't actually get down to it and sort through what are those burdens, then, or the other way of saying it is, if you don't actually believe the affirmation, it's not really going to necessarily, quote unquote, work. And
yeah.
I know she's going to do a show about affirmations and like, you know, making them be the most productive they can be.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I do see that we have a couple of callers. I want to let everybody know that if you're calling in just to listen, that is absolutely fine. But if you would like to speak with Lindsay, please press the 1 on your phone numbers. And then it shows a little sign that allows us to know that you want to get through. And I'll come and speak with you first just to get your name so that then we can bring you on live with Lindsay. So I don't know if you wanted to do any kind of centering or round of tapping or if you just wanted to take the first caller.
Oh, yeah, I usually do a centering exercise, and I didn't today, did I?
Let's center.
Sure. Breathing's always good. All right, so just feeling your weight supported on the surface that you find yourself upon, whether it be a chair or a bed or even maybe the floor. Feeling that connection to the earth. Feeling yourself in the space you find yourself in, occupying space, taking up space. The energy that is you. And taking a few deep breaths. Feeling your energy perhaps expand or maybe becoming aware of some way in which your energy maybe doesn't feel as full or as expansive as it could. Just noticing without judgment. Taking a few easy breaths. And a nice deep breath to bring your awareness back to your body, back to the room you're in. And if you had your eyes closed, go ahead and open them. And that feels a pretty good place to start.
Absolutely. Are you ready for the first caller?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Her name is, I think it's Dani Marie.
Okay.
We'll get her to make sure we got it right.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Did we get the name right? Is it Dani?
Yes, it's Dani Marie. That's right.
All right.
Thank you. I get a lot of Dannys. I'm like, no, Dani.
So, Dani, was there something particular that you were wanting to have some help with, apply EFT with, too?
Yeah, actually, there's but what I would like to know, is it possible to do EFT to open up psychic gifts?
I would say yes, because, A, my intuition has grown exponentially through my use of EFT, and more often than not, what prevents us from tuning into that energy of the information that's available beyond this physical realm is fear. And EFT is an excellent tool for calming fear. I don't know if you heard me right at the beginning of the show. I mentioned that EFT, not that I hang my hat on scientific research by any stretch of the imagination, but EFT just so happens to be one of the few energy modalities that does have a bit of research behind it. And what has been clearly demonstrated is that doing the tapping calms the amygdala, and the amygdala is a portion of our brain that's kind of like the alarm system. It's like the fire alarm that goes off when we get triggered or upset or find ourselves in the stress response. And gosh, if we could all move out of the stress response more often, can you imagine the breadth of information that would be available to us? So absolutely, I would say regular use of EFT and EFT combined with that intention, because it does sort of, it seems to drop us into almost a bit of a meditative or a hypnotic state, not that you're zoned out by any stretch of the imagination, but that calming of the physiology allows that more centered state to be, more centered and present state to be possible. And I think that's where we tend to receive those messages from our intuition or psychic gifts or whatever. Does that resonate that any sense with you, Jamie?
Yeah, somewhat. Somewhat it does. Because I was wondering, like, you know, if you could use it to help open those, or like if you want to open up more or meditate better or tune to your crystals better, you know, things of that nature. I've got a host of medical problems, but I was just wondering if it worked for those things as well, you know?
Yeah, for sure. As I, you know, as Tracy and I were chatting about earlier, you know, applying it to where the dirt is, you know, so to speak. tuning into, and sometimes we don't have the answer to it right away in terms of what our block might be, but if we just start right there and tapping, even though I don't know what my block is, to being fully receptive to tuning into my crystals or whatever it might be, I love and accept myself, even though I don't know why this doesn't come supernaturally and easy for me. And then often after we do a little bit of tapping there, the answer does come.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and I would like, if you guys wouldn't mind, to have an EFT mini session to work on healing my body.
Okay.
And thank you.
Absolutely.
For the information also.
Is there something, what in particular would you like to work on, Dean-Marie?
Well, I have an infection in my teeth area. I have a degenerating bone disease, and so the teeth are falling out in my jaw area, and it's painful. My mouth is swollen right now. But there in my hips, I have a vascular necrosis, and it's debilitating to your joints, and I really don't want to have surgery on my hips to have them replaced. I'd rather use spiritual means to heal them.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can do that, I have my hips, my lower back, my shoulders, and, you know, my teeth area. Those are the biggest parts, and most recently a bunion developed from the bone issues on my left foot.
Okay. So these are all connected to bone issues. Is that what I heard?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all connected. And it all stems from, I have a brain tumor, and I had it operated on. And while I was in the hospital, they gave me super doses of prednisone. And the prednisone is notorious for causing avascular necrosis. So all of this is a side effect from medication given to me.
Okay. And when you talk about that, how do you feel?
In my mind at this point, it is what it is. I've accepted it. I'm okay with it because I know the issues with it, you know, and it's been going on since 2004, my brain, and then finding out about the vascular necrosis 2007. Also knowing that I've made this plan for myself before I came here this time around for this to happen so that I could remember that I'm a healer. So
okay.
I've accepted it and I'm okay with it, but I just don't want to have all this pain.
Right. Okay. So let's work with the pain then. Does that sound like a good place to start?
Yeah. Well, or regenerating the joint even to that would prevent the surgery. But my mouth, yeah, my mouth is in pain and swelling right now. So however you see fit.
And is that the most, the thing that you're most aware of at the moment is your mouth?
At this moment, right, yeah, okay. Right in this moment, yeah, is my
okay.
mouth, my jaw, the lower.
Okay. If you, what number would you give the pain on a scale of 0 to 10 right now?
It's got to be like a 6.5 right now.
Okay. If you could draw a picture
higher.
Of the pain in your, sorry, go ahead.
And getting higher.
Okay. As we're,
yeah.
as you're tuning into it, as you're talking. Okay. Do you
yeah.
know the tapping points, Janie Marie?
I'm learning them,
okay.
but I left all my work at home, but I pulled up the website that has the EFT tapping points that you guys have.
Okay.
I'm looking at the girl right now.
All right. So if you can, if you can't do it using your other hand, sometimes if I'm in the car, I'll just tap the side of my hand on my steering wheel. If you can do it on your hip, whatever you like, just start tapping on the side of your hand, even while you're describing this to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it okay to tap more than 5 times, or should you just
absolutely.
Tap?
Absolutely. Yep, just okay. keep tapping. Just keep tapping
okay.
on the side of your hand the whole time that we're going to talk. Tap
okay.
continually. If you could draw a picture of the pain in your mouth, what would it look like?
I could draw a picture of the pain. Oh boy. Golly. it feels like oh my God, I wouldn't know how to, like a bubble.
Okay.
Like a bubble that's stuck on the side of my mouth that my bottom lip is trying to stretch itself out over to cover up, or like a balloon that my lower lip is trying to pull itself over.
Okay. If that bubble or balloon stuck on the side of your mouth could talk, what would it say?
Pop me open.
Okay.
Since infection trying to build up.
Okay. If that bubble in your mouth saying pop me open reminded you of anything or anyone from your past, what might that be?
Idea.
It doesn't have to make any sense.
Well, I've had this issue before with the actual teeth, but not from what I have now. But I've had an infection where I've needed a root canal before.
Okay.
And where my, well, and I felt it looked like a monkey.
Okay. So it reminds you of a past root canal. Is
mm-hmm.
that, is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So let's just start tapping on, let's start tapping on the side of your hand, and you're just going to repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
Unless I get it wrong and you'd like to make it more true by modifying the words, in which case please do that, okay?
Okay.
So tapping on the side of your mouth, even though I have this pain in my mouth.
Even though I have this pain in my mouth.
It's like a bubble. Trying to poke its way out.
It's like a bubble trying to poke its way out.
It's asking me to pop it open.
It's asking me to pop it open.
And it reminds me of when I had a root canal.
And it reminds me of when I had a root canal.
And my face looked funny after that.
And my face looked funny after that.
And even though I have all this discomfort.
And even though I have all this discomfort.
And it's causing me a lot of stress.
and it's causing me a lot of stress and pain.
I choose to be kind and gentle with myself.
I choose to be kind and gentle with myself.
Even though I have all this pain in my mouth.
Even though I have all of this pain in my mouth.
This infection is like a bubble trying to push its way out.
This infection is like a bubble trying to push its way out.
And it feels like my lip is trying to pull it back in.
And it feels like my lip is trying to pull it back in.
And I've got this huge push-pull energy in my mouth.
And I've got this huge push-pull energy in my mouth.
And even though that's true.
And even though that's true.
Oh, I think we lost Dainey Marie.
I'm here.
I'm just going to keep tapping and hopefully she comes back on.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Are you there, Dainey Marie?
Hello? I'm here. Hello? I'm
Tracy,
here.
Did we? Oh, there you are. Okay.
I didn't do anything. I don't know what happened. I'm still tapping.
Excellent.
Okay.
You listened.
Yeah.
To my instructions. That's wonderful. I'm so glad you kept tapping. So, pushful energy in my mouth. And I just don't know what to do with this.
And I just don't know what to do with this.
But I sure am anxious not to have this pain.
But I sure am anxious not to have this pain and swelling.
And even though that's true.
And even though that's true.
I love and accept myself.
I love and accept myself.
Even though I have this pain in my mouth.
Even though I have this pain in my mouth.
And I just want it to go away.
I just want it to go away.
I just want to be healed.
I just want to be healed.
But I'm dealing with a lot right now.
But I'm dealing with a lot right now.
And I can get overwhelmed sometimes.
And I can get overwhelmed sometimes.
And even though that's true.
And even though that's true.
I love and accept myself.
I love and accept myself.
And starting at the top of your head, Amory, tapping. Tap the whole time we're going to say the phrase, and then we switch to the next point. You're going to tap continually on the next point, okay? So,
okay?
Top of the head, this pain in my mouth.
This pain in my mouth.
Eyebrow, it feels like a bubble.
It feels like a bubble.
Side of the eye, stuck on the side of my mouth.
Stuck on the side of my mouth.
Underneath your eye. And my lip is trying to pull itself over it.
And my lip is trying to pull itself over it.
Underneath the nose, trying to contain all this pain and swelling.
Trying to contain all this pain and swelling.
Chin. And part of me feels like it just wants to be popped open.
And part of me just feels like it wants to be just popped open.
Collarbone needs to be released.
It needs to be released.
Underneath the arm, but I just don't know how to do that right now.
But I just don't know how to do that right now.
Top of the head. And I'm frustrated at that.
And I'm frustrated at that.
Although part of me just wants to release and let go.
Part of me just wants to release and let go.
Side of the eye of whatever's contributing to this infection.
Of whatever's contributing to this infection.
Underneath the eye. But I'm not sure how to do that just yet.
But I'm not sure just how to do that just yet.
Underneath the nose. But I choose to be really kind and gentle with myself.
But I choose to be really kind and gentle with myself.
Chin, even though I don't know yet.
Even though I don't know yet.
And take a big deep breath. Letting it out whenever you like. And you started at about a 6.5 in terms of pain. Where would you put yourself now, Dainey Marie?
About a 4.
A 4, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I can open my mouth a little bit more, too.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
That is.
So let's just do one really quick round just on the pain. Does that sound okay? All right.
Yes.
So tapping on the side of your hand, even though I still have some of this pain in my mouth.
even though I have some of this pain in my mouth.
I love and accept myself.
I'm going to accept myself.
Even though I still have some of this pain in my mouth.
Even though I still have some of this pain in my mouth.
I choose to be really kind and gentle with myself.
I choose to be really kind and gentle with myself.
Even though I still have some of this pain.
Even though I still have some of this pain.
I have released some too.
I have released some too.
And it feels really good to know that I can do that.
And it feels really good to know I can do that.
Top of the head, this remaining pain.
This remaining pain.
Moving to the eyebrow. I've released some of it.
I released some of it.
Side of the eye. And that feels great to know that I can do that.
And that feels great to know I can do that.
Underneath the eye, I choose to release a little bit more.
I choose to release a little bit more.
Underneath the nose, this remaining pain in my mouth.
This remaining pain in my mouth.
Tapping on the chin point, I release and let go.
I feel real. What was that one?
I release and let go.
Oh, I release and let go.
Moving to the collarbone point, this remaining pain in my mouth.
This remaining pain in my mouth.
Underneath the arm, I release and let go.
I release and let go.
And take a big deep breath, letting it out whenever you like. And where would you put yourself now on that 0 to 10 scale?
About a 3.5.
A 3.5? Okay. So a little bit smaller shift. We weren't quite as specific there. But still some. And you know what? What did that take us? Maybe a minute and a half? 2 minutes?
Yeah.
So even if you just kept going with that, you know, even if it went down in half point increments, you know, that wouldn't be too much time lost from your life applying some EFT to that.
Wow.
Well, that's basically how it works.
This EFT is so amazing. I'm telling you, oh my goodness, like where has it been all my life?
It is pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It's so amazing how the body can be trained like that, just with tapping. I'm blown away by it.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because the more often we do the tapping, the more we train our body to let go of that stuff and come back to a more relaxed state, a more healing, promoting state. Yeah, exactly what you said, training. So regular application. And that's part of what I really love about EFT. You can do some really, really deep work. When you're working with a practitioner, you kind of need that person to help you see your blind spots. But it's also a really simple tool that we can use on our own, so that you can be doing that regular work on your own to retrain your system in between sessions and, you know, alongside your sessions with a practitioner. So, yeah.
And is this pretty similar to the quantum technique then, right? Or are there any differences? Or they have codes?
But to be perfectly honest, guys. I don't know the quantum technique.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's the same guy created it, the same gentleman.
Okay.
I was sure. But where is so the dialogue, is there somewhere we can go on your site or somewhere where we can get the dialogue for different ailments or different needs?
You're working
no,
on.
I don't have specific tapping scripts geared towards ailments, as you said.
Tapping scripts.
What I often say to people, are you familiar with the setup phrase?
With what now?
The setup phrase. So we started with even though.
Even though.
And then we, okay, so the setup phrase, the part we did while we were tapping on the side of the hand was, it has three parts and we say it three times. So there's a beginning, an acknowledgement piece where we say even though. And then a middle piece, and there's the variable. So whatever it is, even though I am angry, or even though I have this pain, or even though I, and that's where your work is, to tune into what's going on with you. And then the third part is some piece of acceptance.
Okay.
So loving acceptance towards ourselves. So at one point I said, I love and accept myself. At other times I said, I can be kind and gentle with myself. If that's hard to say, we can say, I'm okay. You know, because
mm-hmm.
essentially if you're not sitting in a burning building, you know, mm-hmm. there might be a lot of really tough stuff going on at the moment, but at the root of it, we are okay. So that's your setup statement, and then you can keep it really simple, and as you tap through the remaining points, so from the head down to underneath the arm, you're just repeating that middle part, whatever it was, this pain or this
okay.
anger or this whatever. So you can keep it that simple. I tend to mix it up and incorporate some different concepts based on what the client is presenting with to just address a few more things in one tapping round, but it doesn't have to be that complex. It can be very, very simplistic.
Okay. And by the way, the swelling is still there, but I'm down to a 2 already.
Amazing. Yeah, and that happens too. So, yeah, thanks for bringing that up as well. Often, you know, we may check in at the end of a tapping round and get one number, but the calming of the physiology continues to move throughout the body and continues to do its work even after we're done the tapping. So, yeah.
Wow, that is just amazing. And it's so simple. Like, you know, people, I could be driving around all day trying to get to a dentist and do all of these things. And the time I take driving, it could be gone already just from pulling over and tapping.
And I want to remind you that because the show is like on archive, that you can go back to and tap
oh,
through
yeah.
again, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm downloading this one and writing it out.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Janie Marie, for calling in.
Thank you, ladies, so very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for having a show like this. It's very informative.
You bet.
Please just mute me so I can listen to the rest of the show.
You got
okay.
it.
Okay, namaste.
Thank you. Tracy, is it time to
take a quick break? And then when we come
yeah.
back, yeah, when we come back, we're going to bring Robert on, okay?
Perfect.
Did you know that there is a new e-store on MindBodySpiritU, the letter U.com? This brand new e-store has some amazing downloadable products, from guided meditations, e-books, introduction to energy and epigenetics, to our special feature this month, Mercury in Retrograde in Pisces. Please stop by mindbodyspiritu.com/e-store today to learn, grow, and heal.
Hi, is that Robert?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm actually doing a little bit better.
Excellent. Yeah, we were messaging back and forth on Facebook, and you had mentioned that struggling with a bit of cold and sore throat.
Yeah, it was pretty bad,
yeah.
but it's definitely doing much better today.
Excellent. I'm glad that it's moving in the direction of improvement. Is that,
so,
can I be of help with that particular thing, or is there something else?
Well, I still have my cough, as you can tell.
Mm.
I guess the biggest thing for me is I have a coordination issue with the tapping.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I'll use this issue, even though it's mostly gone anyway. But you can just focus on my coughing right now, I guess, or my there's really not that much pain left, so I'm not sure what to focus on there, but. It's just coordinating when I tap, what I tap. So
okay.
That's where I get screwed up. In the last caller that you went through with her on, it helped a little bit. But like the script that you gave me when you messaged me back, I went through it the way I thought it was supposed to be, but I'm not so sure I did it correctly. So just, you know, want to kind of go through it again, that kind of thing.
Sure. Would it be helpful? I'm wondering if you were to describe how you went through it, then maybe I could identify what might need some tweaking. Does that sound fair? Or?
Sure, that's fine. I see that actually you have several even those on here. So was I supposed to pick one of them or go through all of them?
You heard me talk to Dani Marie and say that the setup statement has three parts and we say it three times.
Oh, you were just tweaking. You were just having three different ways of saying the same thing, right?
Exactly, yes. So
okay.
As I mentioned, when what's called basic EFT is quite repetitive. So when in basic EFT, it would be the same exact statement three times, and then when you tap through the remaining points, it would be the same phrasing each time. So it would sound something like this: even though I have a headache, I love and accept myself. Even though I have a headache, I love and accept myself. Even though I have a headache, I love and accept myself. And then you would tap through the remaining points, just repeating this headache, this headache, this headache, this headache, this headache. Personally, I need a little bit more variety to keep me engaged and interested.
Okay.
And I'm sorry if that confused you. So I really adopted a style where I'm changing the phrasing just so that I don't get frustrated and bored. Additionally, I find that you can bring in different little bits and pieces of it or explore possibilities. Often when we're trying to tap for ourselves, especially, it's really hard to get a handle on it. So changing the phrasing up a little bit helps me feel into where the energy wants to go to more. Is that
right.
Making sense?
Yeah, sure.
That's why I switched it up. And I'm sorry that I wasn't explicit in explaining that. I have a little bit of thing going on myself. Apparently, food slicers and I don't get along.
Okay.
So my thumb is not the most dexterous at typing at the moment. I avoided adding more words in there and doing more typing.
Yes, I understand. Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, that does. I'm trying to think. Would this work with food choices? Because one of the things that I'm doing is I'm trying to I've tried many diets and, you know, not many of them have worked very well. And I just got off of the last diet and said I'm done with it. And I'm kind of at a loss at, you know, like eating breakfast and lunch and dinner, what to choose is the right things for myself. So maybe it's a focus on that, you know, what's right for me kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of my models is you can apply EFT to anything you have an emotion about. And I firmly believe that we have an emotional component to how we relate to absolutely everything. You know, sometimes it's a big emotion, like my parents got divorced when I was 5, and sometimes it's a small emotion, like, gee, I wish I could find time to change my toenail polish color, right? Like, but the scale to which it's applied is certainly vastly different, but I do have that emotional component to how I'm viewing all these things. So I would imagine that, that's where I would start with you in terms of food choices is I'm guessing there would be a fair bit of frustration having gone through several diets and not having found one that feels like a good fit for you and sort of being at a loss, like not having answers is an uncomfortable place to be, right?
Right. Yes.
So that's exactly where I would start, and we can give it a go if you like.
Sure.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10 or 0 to 10, what's your level? And is it frustration? I was just guessing there.
Yeah, that's frustration.
Okay. So what number would you give that frustration? And like, I don't know what to eat. I don't know how to proceed to make food choices that work for me. Where's that on the 0 to 10 scale?
About a 9.
Okay. Yeah, pretty high. And food is a really tricky one because, you know, it's around us all the time. We can't avoid it. You got to keep eating. So it's something that we get sort of smacked in the face with regularly, 3 times a day, maybe more, you know. A lot of frustration can really build up and become present when it comes to food. So let's give that a go.
Okay.
Just give me a second to feel into some questions. Robert, do you know if your visual, auditory, kinesthetic? Or should I just start asking questions and see where it goes?
Okay.
Just ask questions? Okay. If you could draw a picture of that frustration, what would it look like?
Well, that's a tough one. I'm just coming up with black.
Okay. Yeah, and that's cool. It doesn't have to be an elaborate picture. Color is a beautiful metaphor because there's so much meaning to color. So, yeah, a color is perfect.
Okay.
If the black frustration could talk, what would it say?
I don't know what to do.
Okay. If that black frustration thing, I don't know what to do, reminded you of anything or anyone from your past, what might that be?
Hmm.
Just go with the first thing that pops in your mind, even if it makes no sense at all.
It'd just be me as my younger self when I was a child.
Okay. Okay. All right, so tapping on the side of your hand, even though I have all this frustration.
Even though I have all this frustration.
I want to know what to eat.
I want to know what to eat.
I want it to be clear.
I want it to be clear.
I want to know I'm making the right choice.
I want to know I'm making the right choice.
But right now I just don't.
Right now I just don't.
And it feels like this black frustration.
It feels like this black frustration.
And it reminds me of some times when I was a kid.
It reminds me of some times when I was a kid.
And even though that's true.
And even though that's true.
I choose to be really kind and gentle with myself anyways.
I choose to be kind and gentle with myself anyways.
Even though I'm really frustrated.
Even though I'm really frustrated.
Finding something to eat.
Finding something to eat.
That's compatible with my body.
That's compatible with my body.
Should be really easy.
Should be really easy.
But right now it's not.
But right now it's not.
I don't have the answers.
I don't have any answers.
And I don't like not having the answers.
I don't like not having the answers.
And even though that's true.
And even though that's true.
I choose to be a little kinder.
I choose to be a little kinder.
And a little more gentle with myself anyways.
A little more gentle with myself anyways.
Even though I have this black frustration.
Even though I have this black frustration.
Because I'm reminded many times a day.
Because I'm reminded many times a day.
That I don't yet have the answers.
That I don't yet have the answers.
For what I should be eating.
For what I should be eating.
What the best choices are for me.
What the best choices are for me.
There's an awful lot of information out there.
There's an awful lot of information out there.
Some of it conflicting.
Some of it conflicting.
And I don't know which one to follow.
I don't know which one to follow.
And I'm frustrated about that.
I'm frustrated about that.
I'm starting at the top of your head and moving through the points as we go. All this frustration.
All this frustration.
Eyebrow. All this black frustration.
All this black frustration.
Side of the eye. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Underneath the aisle. It reminds me of when I was a child.
It reminds me of when I was a child.
Underneath the nose. I didn't know what to do sometimes then, too.
I didn't know what to do sometimes then, too.
On the chin. I didn't have all the answers back then.
I didn't have all the answers back then.
Collarbone. And I still don't have the answer to this one.
And I still don't have the answer to this one.
Underneath the arm. And I'm really frustrated about that.
I'm really frustrated about that.
Top of the head. I've taken people's advice.
I've taken people's advice?
I wrote, and it hasn't worked for me.
It hasn't worked for me.
Side of the eye, and I feel really discouraged.
I feel really discouraged.
Underneath the eye, and frustrated.
I'm frustrated.
Underneath the nose, all this black frustration.
All this black frustration.
On the chin, even though I have all this black frustration.
Even though I have all this black frustration.
Collarbone, I choose to be kind and gentle with myself anyways.
I choose to be kind and gentle with myself anyways.
And take a big deep breath, Robert. Letting it out whenever you like. And if you tune into that frustration, what number would you give it on a 0 to 10 scale now?
4.
A 4. Awesome.
Very yeah. Cool.
So now that I've explained a little bit more about how I pick my phrasing, does that help you sort of find a jumping off point there if you wanted to continue doing some this evening?
Yeah, that was
good. Or
would
you like a little more guidance there?
Actually, that was good. That was exactly what I needed. I can figure it out now. It was the mechanics of when to say what, and you know, and I didn't catch at first what you were doing, but now
gotcha.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, my suggestion, if you wanted to continue to do some of this work just to bring your frustration down, even so that tomorrow morning's breakfast feels a little bit better, would be to maybe do a little bit more tapping on the frustration, but bring in, if frustration is indeed what's left, maybe it's transformed into a different emotion. And then bringing in the possibility of, or even using that word, I'm open to the possibility that the answers will find me, or I'm open to the possibility of finding something that works for me, or I'm open to the possibility of being presented with the exact right information that I'm looking for.
Right.
That
sounds exactly like what I need, yes.
Very cool. Yeah, so you can see how clearing out the frustration then opens up the energy so that being open to that possibility feels possible. For lack of better phrasing there.
No, that's perfect, yeah. I do.
Awesome. Very cool. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking me.
Yeah, and sending you with many blessings for continued wellness on the cold and cough front.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, Tracy.
Yep. I'm here. And I guess we're at the top of the hour.
We are.
Yeah. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everybody who called in.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Does this show. It's the second Wednesday of the month, every month at 9 p.m., so... You know, either put it on your calendar or from Blog Talk Radio, if you click the follow button, you'll get emails to when our shows are coming up and which shows they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
if you
want
to... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to remind them how to find you. To find Lindsay at mindbodyspiritu.com and then / her name. So it's Lindsay-Murdoch. And you will find her there, what she offers, and how to get in touch with her if you would like to ask a question or work a little bit more with her.
Mm-hmm. And you said the next show scheduled is Aleka's, is that?
Yep, Monday.
That?
Yep. Holistic Health Hour with Aleka. And I know this month, she is, her topic is about affirmations. But I was also thinking about Robert when it came to his frustration about food choices and nutrition, that she's kind of our, I mean, we're all really into that stuff, but I kind of consider her our resident specialist on eating, nutrition, et cetera, et cetera. So, mm-hmm. And I know she would take calls about anything if Robert, if you feel like calling in that night and asking her a question. She doesn't care if we go off topic. She's there to help just like the rest of us are. So I just was thinking that also.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, have a wonderful, have a wonderful evening to our live listeners, and anyone listening at any other time, have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bye.